So our subject is learning to stay. Really, that's the essence of it, is learning to stay present. But the truth is, anyone who's meditated even one day learned fast that we almost are never present. I remember really clearly when I was first given the instruction, oh, it's very simple, just sit down, get comfortable. That's the first wonderful instruction. Relax, that's the other impossible task. Get comfortable, relax. Be aware of your breath. And when your mind wanders, just come back and just stay present with your breath. So I thought that will be easy. And then I went and someone sat up in front and hit the gong. And then I tried it. And what happened was, I wasn't with one single breath until they hit the gong again to end the session. That I had just spent the whole period lost in thought. Now at that time, I thought that was some particular failing of mine, and that if I just stuck with meditation, very soon I would be able to be a perfect meditator, stay with every breath, or maybe occasionally be distracted by a little something now and then, but mostly I would just stay present. So now let's see, how many years later is this? It's quite a lot of years later. I mean, it might be 30 years later or something like that. So you'd think that I would be really good at it, right? Well, in some sense, I am really good at it. But what I've learned is that doesn't mean that I'm not thinking all the time. That's a strange thing. I seem to have an extremely busy mind. And there's a lot of activity, but it's not how it... I remember very well how it used to be. But the fact is that all kinds of things happen when you meditate. Everything from, you know, shortness of breath or strange visual images, physical discomfort, emotional upheavals, to peak experiences, you know, all of that. And the basic attitude is no big deal. Or there's something that actually I hope to be repeating over and over. And this is like a core theme. It's a line of one of the morning chants, that whatever arises is fresh, the essence of realization. And this is actually our view, that whatever arises in our body, in the confused mind, it's regarded as the essence of realization. Whatever arises, if you cling to it as, I'm doing well now, or this is how it's supposed to be, that's adding something extra. And if you panic or criticize, that's adding something extra. On the other hand, even the panic and the praise are whatever arises is fresh, the essence of realization. You see, I think that's why I have this lousy meditation that doesn't bother me anymore. Because whatever arises is the fresh, and I know that's absolutely true. And, you know, so I just have this hopelessly unworkable, non-meditative mind, and I've devoted my whole life to it and talked to millions of people about it. But it's like completely absurd, you know. But what I also notice about the few people I've met in my life that I considered to be completely awake, they learn to stay. And that's what you feel. You feel this sense of eternal present. They don't go off anywhere like we do. They just stay. And that seems to be what enlightenment is. It's the simplest thing and the most profound thing at the same time.